Have you ever wondered how America's changing? Well, of course you've wondered. You've heard about the idea that in the past, America was a better nation. And you've wondered about that. You've wondered, is that really true? Didn't they have sin back then like they do now? Didn't they struggle with sex and premarital sex and all those kind of things before then, just like we struggle now? I mean, come on. Could we really say that 50 years ago there was less sin in America than there is today? Isn't that a ridiculous idea? This is Pastor Sean Harris from Fayetteville, North Carolina, and I'm bringing another News in Focus podcast. This one's coming to us from Yahoo News, but it's found everywhere, all over the internet. Philadelphia Inquirer picked it up. Associated Press ran the story. It's big news. One page says it's national news. Posted Sunday, October 7th, 2012 at 3:01 a.m. Representative Paul Brown, Republican from Georgia, said in a videotape remarks that evolution, embryology, and the Big Bang Theory are lies straight from the pit of hell. Imagine that. Imagine making the statement that evolution is a lie from the pit of hell. What an amazing statement. Unbelievable. What nerve does he have? Can you believe it? That one of our 400 and I think it's 35 congressmen, one of them has the nerve of saying that evolution is a lie out of the pit of hell? We need to write a story about this. We need to do a podcast. We need to word out that there is a representative, a lawmaker, a Republican lawmaker from Georgia that believes that evolution is a lie out of the pit of hell. You see, the area where we are changing, the area where we're struggling more, is in worldviews. It's in what we think. It's who God is, or is there a God? That's the sin that's increasing. I'm not suggesting that people drink more than they drank 100 years ago, or I'm not suggesting that there's more sex out of wedlock today than there was 100 years ago. Perhaps the difference was the person would marry the other when they got pregnant instead of aborting the baby, but certainly I'm not suggesting to you that there's less of those types of sins. People murdered people for 6,000 years. No. I'm suggesting to you that this little simple article in which Representative Paul Brown is getting slammed for making such a bold statement as to say that evolution is a lie straight out of the pit of hell. In this article from Yahoo.com, it goes on to say, the Republican lawmaker made those comments during a speech September 27 at a sportsman banquet at Liberty Baptist Church in Hartwell, Georgia. Brown, a medical doctor, is running for a re-election in November, unopposed by the Democrats. Isn't that interesting? God's word is true. Imagine that. God's word is true, said Brown, according to the video posted on the church's website. I wasn't able to find the video, but maybe you could find it and maybe you could email it to me. I'd love to watch it. Liberty Baptist Church in Hartwell. He says, I've come to understand that. All that I was taught about evolution, embryology, and the Big Bang Theory, all that is lies straight from the pit of hell, and it's lies to try to keep me and all the folks who are taught that from understanding that they need a Savior. He's got it. This is exactly right. This is spot on. Brown needs to be a preacher. I'm glad he's a lawmaker, but he's got it right. Everything about evolution is designed to keep you from understanding evolution, the Big Bang Theory, anything at all that denies the existence of God or suggests that I came from something other than God, that I was not made in the image of God, and that I have not sinned against God because there is not a God who made me. All of it, every bit of it, is designed to distract me from the gospel. I don't need a savior because, why don't I need a savior? Because there isn't a God that I've sinned against, so I don't need to be saved from anything. Brown also had the nerve to go on to say that he believes the earth is about 9,000 years old and that it was made in 6 days. Those beliefs are held by fundamentalists who believe creation accounts in the Bible are really true. Imagine that. Unbelievable. No one seems to understand within the liberal theology that is permeating and infiltrating the church that once you begin to chop up the Bible and decide that this isn't true and decide that this isn't true, and once you take away this page and remove this page, that who is to be the arbitrator of what is true and what isn't true, and what are the secondary repercussions for the elimination of this page and this page and this truth and this truth. Brown's spokeswoman, Meredith, told the Athens Banner Herald that Brown was recorded speaking off the record to a church group about his religious beliefs. Now, that's called damage control. He sits on the House Committee on Science, Space, and Technology. He said, there's the problem. There's the issue. How in the world do we have a lawmaker who believes that evolution is a pit out of hell sit on a committee on science, space, and technology? It just doesn't go together. I mean, certainly one of the prerequisites or the litmus test or the criteria by which you should be allowed to sit on committee would be that you believe that evolution is true. Unbelievable. The article goes on to say, it seems unlikely that Brown's remarks were supposed to be kept private. The banquet was advertised, Brown spoke before an audience, and the video of his remarks was posted on the church website. And then there's a hyperlink, but the hyperlink doesn't work. Well, that's what's going on. And quite frankly, I am encouraged. I'm encouraged that there's a lawmaker from Georgia who believes that evolution is a lie straight from the pit of hell. And I am more encouraged by the fact that in his district, these values, these beliefs, this doctrine is so well accepted that this Republican is running unopposed. That's to say that what he believes is not so radical and so, not so ridiculous that a Democrat challenger can step up and say, that's insane, vote for me. Know that there are enough Bible-believing, Christ-exalting, gospel-centered people in this district in Georgia that Brown can say, evolution is straight out of the pit of hell, and the constituents say, amen. Well, thanks for listening. Have a great day. Getting ready to go into our preaching service at Berean Baptist Church at 8:30, live webcast, 8:30 in the morning, 10:45 again, and 6 p.m. tonight on Sundays. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Have a great Sunday.